Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Say, Eleanor, what is the longest season of the year?
Well, I'd say the longest season of any year is the cold-catching season.
And I'd say you're right. It seems that old man Cold keeps chasing us humans all year long, doesn't he?
Yes, and he seems to be tagging a lot of us at this time of year. That's why it's a good idea to keep a healthy supply of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Because if that cold catches up with you, Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better while you're getting better. Alka-Seltzer relieves the headache, the feverish feeling, the general aches and pains of a cold.
And Alka-Seltzer makes a mighty soothing gargle for a raspy, irritated throat, too.
Buy a package at your drug counter soon, won't you? And to relieve the discomforts of your cold,
take the medicine that's so refreshing.
Take Alka-Seltzer.
Phone company serviceman has just left 79 Wistful Vista, where he installed an extension on the telephone. And here in the upstairs hall, admiring it, are Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, I'm just delighted, McGee. I've wanted a phone upstairs here for so long.
Yeah, this is going to be swell. You can get your beds made now every morning without having to run up and down those stairs like a monkey on a stick every time the phone rings.
I wish somebody'd call us. We can even take it right in the bedroom, you know. What are you doing?
Testing. You always want to test these extensions to see if they're hooked up right. And hello, operator. Stand by, please. I'm testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Goodness sakes, is that you, Mert?
Oh, dear. Now I can call her on two phones.
How's every little thing, Mert? Tis, eh? What say, Mert? They finally settled up your uncle's estate in France? He what? Made $1,000,000 during the First World War and left it all to your aunt? Gee, that's too bad, Mert.
Too bad? What's too bad about getting $1,000,000?
They were spoiled. Been in storage since 1918, and they mildewed so bad the health department finally said that... What say, Mert? Phone test's okay, huh? Well, thanks, Myrtle. Goodbye, Mert. Ah, boy, isn't this a handy little extension?
Wonderful. I'll finish my housework up here now.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit down right here in the bedroom and give my shoes a shine.
Spread some newspapers around first.
Don't worry. I brought up newspapers and everything. You know something? We could bring our lunch up here and stay upstairs all day if we wanted to.
True.
Hmm.
Yeah, you forgot about that, didn't you? I'll get it.
Okay, I'll finish shining my shoes.
Coming.
Don't worry if the phone rings, Molly. I'll get it up here on the new extension.
Okay, dear, you can answer it. I hope somebody calls us soon because he's just dying. Well, Dr. Gamble, do come in.
Good day to you, my dear. Where's your bitter half this morning? Thinking up a new way to pick a fight with me, I suppose.
Oh, now, Doctor, you know better than that.
Oh, yeah.
You and McGee kill me the way you... Oh, dear, my pot of rice. It's boiling over. Pardon me, Doctor. Oh, it's all over the floor. I'll have to get the mop. Oh.
Go right ahead. Don't worry about me. I'll sit down in here and... Oh, wouldn't you know it? Every time a housewife is either busy or taking a bath, I better get it. Might be important. Hello?
Hello. Is this you, Doc? How are things at the office?
Oh, it's you, McGee. Where are you?
What do you mean, where am I? You were the one that called.
No, I wasn't, Johnny. I was the one that called.
Who's that?
It's me, son, the old-timer.
What are you doing in Doc's office? You sick?
No, I'm fine, except for hearing a lot of extra voices here.
Look, old-timer...
Yeah, that don't sound good. You better listen to Doc. Go back to his examination room and lie down. I'll talk to you later.
McGee...
What's the matter with him, Doc?
Nothing.
Now, you don't have to hold back with me, boy. Oh, I get it. He's still listening, huh? I can hear him breathing.
I'm not sick, Johnny.
Will you lie down? Take him back there, Doc. I'll hang on.
Well, get the mess cleaned up, Doctor.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, Molly. Something funny's going on with your telephone.
Telephone?
Yeah, here, you try it.
Hello?
It's all right, Molly. I got it. It's Doc calling from his office. The old-timer's down there sick, and Doc can't get him to lie down. And
I ain't sick. There's nothing to... Hey, is that you, daughter?
Yeah?
Will you go lie down? Doc, are you there?
He's right here.
Where?
What's going on, Molly? Can't you...
Oh, it's this silly extension. We just had one put in the upstairs, Doctor. McGee must have picked it up the same time you did.
Hello? Hello?
You mean he's home? Here?
Yes, he's upstairs. Look, McGee, hang up. Come on downstairs. And Mr. Oldtimer, will you call back?
Yeah, when you feel better, Oldtimer. But lie down now.
McGee,
the...
come on downstairs. If this isn't the silliest mixed
up... I ain't sick!
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You cannot look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take, children and adults. Easy-to-take One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated and leave no aftertaste. And you can buy One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Okay, then. From now on, that's the rules, right?
Fine with me.
Now, number one, we never let company answer the phone. Too confusing.
Check.
And number two... I'll let you answer first, but if you're out or too busy to answer, I'll let it ring 3 times to make sure, and then I'll pick it up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This ought to work out fine, so I'll go back to my kitchen and get busy.
Good. Now I'll go back upstairs and finish shining my other shoe. That's what we should have had at first, a system. Doc Gamble coming in and answering the phone, got everything all fouled up. Ah, there. That's what I call a shine. Can't buy a shoe shine like that anymore. Uh-oh. I wonder if Molly's in the kitchen. Or one. She's out back hanging up dish towels. She can't. Two. Maybe she went next door to three. That's 3 rings. Well, it's my turn now. Life's sure a lot simpler when you...
Hello?
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Hello, this is Wallace Wimple.
I got it, Molly.
Oh, sorry, dearie.
I hear you folks just got it.
I thought we worked out a set of rules.
We did.
Telephone extension.
So it's my turn.
And you're upstairs.
You picked it up before the end of the third ring, McGee.
I did not.
How is it working out?
You did too, dearie. You should have waited until after the ring, not...
Look, I'm coming downstairs again. Maybe 3 rings ain't long enough. Let's have another talk.
Hello.
We gotta work something out.
I'll be right down.
Hello.
All right. Bye, dearie.
Hello.
Goodbye. Oh, my gosh, Wimple.
Yes, don't pick up the phone. I'll call him back from down here. Later. Come on down. Oh, this is ridiculous.
There it goes again. Now, let's see now. With the new system, first I holler, Molly! No answer. Now I wait 5 rings to make double sure. That's 3. That makes 4.
It's me, dearie. I was next door at the Nelson.
5. Hello? 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 Dad rat it. Hello?
Oh, here you are. Someone on the phone?
There was, yeah, but by the time I answered on the 5th ring, whoever it was got tired of waiting and hung up.
Oh, dear. McGee, we'll have to figure out a new set of rules for answering this thing.
Let me see now. How about this? We'll only answer the phone upstairs. Whoever's upstairs, answer it when it rings. Whoever's downstairs, don't. How about that?
What if nobody's upstairs when it rings? What if we're both downstairs?
Well, somebody'll have to... Yeah, that's no good. That's not workable. Hey, what if we do it by days? I answered all day today, and you answered all day tomorrow.
I have a club meeting tomorrow, I think.
Well, doggone it, there must be some way to handle this dad-redded, double-headed telephone of ours. I'm going to sit down here and figure out some kind of a workable plan to put an end to all this foolishness if it takes me all day, because it's silly the way...
Oh, I think you've got it now, McGee. I think that's the best idea yet.
I knew if I analyzed the whole problem, mauled it over in my mind long enough, I'd come up with an answer.
Well, that's for me. I believe that'll be the best deal yet.
Good. I should have thought of this an hour ago, but it seems so simple. Hello? Phone company service department? This is Vista 4366. Yeah. I want you to get a man over here right away to take out an upstairs extension. On the double. Huh? Your department is closed.
Oh, dear, it is late.
Yeah? Well, I'll tell you what, Buster. If you can open that department of yours up again and get a man over here in 20 minutes, fine. But if you can't, I got a pair of wire cutters here that I can take the thing out myself and... What's that? 10 minutes. Good boy. Goodbye.
Good riddance.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Hello.
Hello, Joan. Have you finished that mountain of ironing you were working on this morning?
Yes, and it just about finished me.
Well, darling, you deserve some fun. Why don't you and Bob come over and play some cards after supper?
Oh, Peg, I'd like to, but my stomach's upset and I feel achy all over.
Now, look, fun is good for you. You just take some Alka-Seltzer right now, and by dinner time, you'll be ready to enjoy a little fun.
Yes, and she will. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So, for headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Hello?
Hi, Molly. This is Dr. Gamble.
Hello?
I've got it, McGee.
You kids still got the extension phone? Thought you asked him to take it out.
Oh, we did, but we changed our minds, Doctor. It wasn't the telephone company's fault. We just had a bad day.
Well, actually, I thought the whole thing was hilarious. I have to admit it. Oh, well, I couldn't help laughing at your troubles.
Oh, don't apologize, George. After all, that's what we're here for, to amuse our friends.
That's right, Doctor. If we brought one little smile, one ray of sunshine into another world...
Okay, kiddo. Don't overplay it. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old-Timer and Wallace Wimple are played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. This is John Wald reminding you that we'll all be back again tomorrow when a cat causes some dissension at 79 Wistful Vista. Be sure to hear it. And now, before we sign off, here are Fibber and Molly again with a special message for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, about polio, let's not be confused about one thing. Polio is not over. It's not finished and done with and gone, not by any means.
No, until a new polio vaccine is available to everybody and used by everybody, polio will still continue to strike down our people. There were almost 30,000 men and women and little children stricken by the dread disease last year.
And there will be many more victims this year. It's to fight against this vicious killer and to help its victims back to health that the March of Dimes appeals to you this month for help.
Please give as generously as you possibly can. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters today. You get an awful lot for your money when you use it to buy health for a crippled child.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
See you tomorrow.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.